Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. We are back. It is another episode of Canada's Drag Race Season 4. This is another great episode, but before we get to all of that, how are you, Miss Cynthia?
Oh my God, Cynthia, I'm just spinning around. I'm having a ball. Just actually saw you IRL. When was that? Like a couple days ago? Monday?
Literally like 3 days ago, yeah.
Oh my God, SQ Cuties, we're working away at the SQQ headquarters right now. We're working on just big, exciting things. Like, exciting. I'm looking at different fabric swatches of sequin. Costumes are being made. There's action. There's action happening.
There's action. There's things moving. There's me HQ. calling people, calling things, doing stuff. Do you know what? I think 2024 is just about realizing things, you know? Oh,
totally. Juice just said to me, she's like, you know, you just need to look in the mirror and say, I am worthy. And you know what? I'm looking at my Riki right now. I'm looking at my Riki right now.
You're worthy.
You're worthy.
Well, if we can talk about it, there was a little bit of imposter syndrome happening over there at Camp Cynthia.
Absolutely. It just, don't you find, like, there's just so certain weeks where it's like, comparison. The thief of joy. She just showed up to my doorstep and robbed me high and dry.
I know. That's why you need to look at yourself and be like, I am the best Cynthia Kiss that could Cynthia, you know?
So if any of the listeners are feeling like an imposter right now or not feeling enough, you're listening to this podcast. So that makes you pretty cool in my book.
Pretty fucking cool. You know, you're not a loser. You're pretty fucking cool.
You're at least semi-qualified. But Juice, how the hell have you been?
I'm good. I got back from Vancouver with no voice, like literally no voice. Like, I think it was because my mic broke on Saturday and I had expelled so much energy, like projecting to the audience.
Yes.
And then just like maybe just not enough hydration for the 2 days that I was in Vancouver. So when I came back, dry as a bone, can barely talk. So it's coming back. I sound a lot better today. Yesterday I was like, but so far so good. I'm studying. Literally my exam is on Saturday, so I am just studying my little heart away right now.
Oh my God, your fitness training exam.
Yes.
Trainer so exam. Many,
my trainer fitnessy exam thing. It's this Saturday and it is just so much work. I have to know so many things, you know?
It's like it's a real job or something.
It's like I have to like know, like, I don't know, how the body works so I make sure people don't like injure themselves. Someone
permanently injure themselves.
I know. I don't like accidentally give somebody scoliosis or some shit. Can you do that? No, that's not how that works.
Keep studying. Okay, so hit the books after the pod. Sounds good, girly pop. You got this.
Oh no.
Juice is just like, oh, all of the above, like for every answer.
D, all the above. Don't you want me to train you? Like,
oh, honestly, yes. Like, potential injury aside, I would love your vibe at the gym. I think that would just really counteract a lot of toxic masculinity. I love this fitness journey for you. You're taking it, you're crossing the fence from, you know, patron to professional, and it's
thank
exciting.
You
proud
so,
of you,
Cynthia,
BB.
Once I am a fitness professional and starting doing class, you have to come to one of mine. It'd be very fun.
Good. You've told me before I have beautiful lines, so I'm excited.
You
to,
do
like...
have very beautiful lines. Very
thank
beautiful
you
lines. Very
thank beautiful you it's lines. The Legree, I swear to God. It's all the mirrors. You can really like get good at like your lines.
Oh, speaking of mirrors, I did my very first Barry's boot camp.
Barry's boot camp.
Lots of mirrors. I've never felt like a fatter piece of shit in my life. But
the red lighting, isn't that flattering?
No. Oh my God. When you're standing around nothing but people with no body fat and you're like a normal person, the red light makes you look like Porky Pig. Like, I was just like, oh my God. Like,
no, don't say that. That's my friend you're talking about. Was this the Barry's on Davie?
I don't know.
In Vancouver?
I don't know. It was no, I don't know.
But you were in Vancouver.
I was in Vancouver, yeah.
Okay,
but
cool.
I don't know where
like,
I was.
Fit people, you're like, I don't know where God. I was. I was insecure. I didn't want to be
there.
I was
in a room. Nobody had shirts on. Everyone had abs, and I was just like, well, I have, I eat food, so
yeah,
pew, pew,
I live my life.
Yeah.
Well, good for you for trying it. You liked it. You're gonna go back.
I liked it. It was really fun. It was a good workout. I enjoyed it. It's like an injury waiting to happen because there's no warm up, but.
I know.
Crazy.
you kind of just go for it and you like throw really heavy weights around and you're just like,
Well, you don't have to throw really heavy. I have threw heavy weights around because I have an ego problem, but yeah.
You're like, she said, am I the best? Am I the?
Would you say I'm the best student you've ever had?
My favorite is when you made that joke about the doctor. Would you say I'm the healthiest patient you've ever had?
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those. Like, anytime the doctor's just like, no, you look really good. And I'm like, would you say, like, the best patient you've had today? Like, could you, if you could give me a grade of patient, what would you give me?
Oh, my like, goodness. Well, if I could grade this episode of Canada's Drag Race, I would give it a fucking plus for chaos. Because,
oh, yeah.
Entertaining. This was like classic reality TV, roller coasters, dramas, arcs, dramatics. I'm so Amy. Here for it.
Amy, they fucked with Amy this episode.
Poor Amy. She needed a Kleenex at one point, but we'll get into it.
Oh my god, that was the best. Anyways,
it's not. Okay. So, top of the episode, folks, SQ Cuties, let's fucking dive in. Okay.
Let's fucking dive in, my dudes.
Sorry. My dudes. The experience with the girlfriend, it's come to a close.
Very sad.
It's just not the same. I miss that face. I miss those tits.
I miss the vibey tea girl energy. You know, loved her so much.
She is working it, though. I've been watching girlfriend stories. She is just interview after interview, like CTV. It's just, she is just a star.
Well, you were busy, but she gives good interview. Like, she came and it was just her and I, and she gives very long, very well thought out answers. She's very eloquent in the way she speaks. She's very thought out in the way she speaks. She gives good answer. But also, there is she's also like a new meme because she posted like, I think it was, she was at eTalk or something, and it's her sitting like with the mug. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just like, new meme drop. So people are just photoshopping her out and putting her in different places.
Obsessed. Oh, this
it's
is the best.
So funny. I saw one that it was just like, oh, just ran into the girlfriend experience at the gynecologist, and it's her like in the waiting room with the mug
riding a horse.
oh my god, yeah, it's so funny.
So she will be missed.
She will be missed. I know. And Kitten desperately needed glasses to read the message.
That was so funny.
I know, just really showing her age in that part.
But when was the last time you got your eyes checked?
3 months ago.
I think mine's going. That drive up to Whistler, I was like, I can't see shit right now.
Do you know, can I say, I thought my eyes were going. Uh-huh. And do you know what my eye doctor said? He says, you actually have perfect 20/20 vision. He's like, but you have a buildup of I think he said sebum or something. Ugh. He's like, and that can cause blurriness in your eyes. He's like, do you wear a lot of makeup? And I was exactly. like, well, yeah, I wear a ton of makeup, but I wash my face like really thoroughly. And he's like, no, you need to like do, like, you have to, like, soak your eyes to really get all of that out, like, every single night. And I was like, oh, my God.
I'm booking my eye soaking immediately.
I know. You got to soak those eyes in a nice saline solution every night. Oh, my God. Speaking of, this is a bit of a tangent. So, I'm starting to do this new thing with my skin. So, I hear if you just do a very light layer of Vaseline, like a petroleum jelly, before bed every day, it's actually better than just, like, an intense skincare routine.
Huh. Okay. Let's report back. Try it for
a month.
We'll
report back.
And report back. Because sometimes I've heard that Vaseline's, like, really not good for your skin. So,
This was from a dermatologist on TikTok. So, I'm going to trust him.
I mean, honestly, I trust TikTok with a blind faith.
Oh, me
it's
too.
Like my For You page, facts.
All facts.
Laws.
This is built physics. On facts. Yes, exactly. I trust whatever this strange man in my little phone says.
Okay, but we got to dive back in. Sorry. The editing of this episode, they've added some tension at the top with Amy and Luna. It's brewing. It's like a hot pot. Couldn't you tell? Like, at first, it was just, like, Amy not really vibing with Luna's performance. And then she's like, well, you would have won if you didn't, like, had you known all your words and known all your moves. And it was just building.
Okay, what's that about? Out of nowhere.
What's that about?
Well, I don't know if it was something that we saw off camera or anything, but it was just literally, like, everyone kind of in this love fest. And then Amy being like, you were garbage. Like, out of nowhere. You're like, where did this come from?
Do you know what I think it is? I have a hunch. Hmm. I think this is a smart group of girls where each one of them knows that, like, they need to get a moment. Like, they have to be on in the episode. So it's like things are wrapping up depending how you've done. It's like if you kind of have a little tantrum, it's definitely going to get included. And look, it was at the top of the episode.
Oh, and we saw that this episode.
Yeah, there was a lot to cram in. Ooh, it was wild.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Juice is taking off the sweater. She means business.
I put my heater on. I'm starting to get... Is this a gun show?
I know. Pew, pew, pew.
I know. I'm starting to get a little spitzy.
New day in the workroom. Bam. Neera is deciding that there are no double dips with the Golden Beaver. How do we feel about this? This rule where it was like, no, like, the Golden Beaver cannot be given out twice. Like, that is not a thing. It felt like you only get one chance at the Golden Beaver. Who came up with this? I feel like this came out of nowhere. Again, left field.
I think that was something that Neera had come up with. But imagine that happened to Neera and she wanted to get saved twice. And then she was just like, I just shot myself in the foot. I think,
that's what
especially with alliances, you should be able to save as many times as you want.
Honey, you can double, triple, quadruple dip for all I care. If that would just mean one queen keeps being in the bottom and you keep winning. So that'd be a really interesting dynamic. But
You keep the one who's not really succeeding well. You constantly are saving them. You know, you may not be winning against you may not be winning against the very, very best in the competition, but at least you know that that person is kind of not really a huge competition anymore, right? That could be a strategy.
Mm-hmm. And I also thought it was hilarious before we get the message or we get Brad coming in, Denim finding out that Beaver is an innuendo for pussy.
I was like, Denim, come on.
This is my favorite. I was like, there was a lot of jokes about that. Like, at that point, it's kind of just, I thought it was hilarious. It was the best beat to then go, meow, and then cut over to
is
Bradley.
Is this an innuendo for pussy, guys?
It's like, yeah, babe. Yep. Come on. So we have Brad in. I don't know if he's done a mini challenge yet this season, but we love lots of airtime with Bradley. Really
hottie,
fun.
Hot.
He's giving like very like fatherly energy these days. I feel like he's very like supportive of the queens and just like is here to say, okay, we have a heavily sponsored photo shoot. You girls have to pick a wig, which I think they were human. Weren't they human?
Oh, those are 100% human, yeah.
Because of the box dye, right? Like, they would take, like, human
they
hair would take
do that
the
to
product.
Synthetic.
It just
I wonder
work.
If they got to keep them.
I know, they were nice hair. That was nice hair.
They were nice at the start.
Yeah, the canon bit kind of messed with it.
No, but some of the girls don't know how to handle a human hair wig and put start
there's
to try
that
to...
too.
I saw a couple girls try to style it, and I was like, oh, what'd you do? What'd you do?
Oh, you ruined it.
Oh, you ruined it. What did you put in it?
But honestly, this cast is full of hot, young models. Like, it's wild. Yeah. Once they got going, like, Venus with her bob, it was like a Versace ad.
Oh, my God, my favorite to Luna. Luna, have you ever modeled? Just runway. Oh, shut up.
Like, all these girls are just like, I'm signed.
Like, all
like,
of them.
Yeah. I'm skinny. I'm 6 feet tall. And I just wear this unstyled little wig and mascara. And I look like a beautiful creature.
And then there's Kitten who's just like, well.
Hello, girls.
Hello, girls. Although I will say, I thought this was a quick drag challenge, and I was like, why is nobody going for that little grandma wig? Because that's the first one I would have grabbed. But then when I found out that it was like a really hot girl like photo shoot, I was like, okay, maybe don't touch that grandma wig.
They definitely didn't get as much time though to paint. It feels like it was condensed because certain people's paints were more
simple.
Like, you had to be minimalistic.
Yeah,
but I loved it. They're also good at posing. And then Neera coming in.
Ooh.
Near the end with the hair. She knows how to work a wig. She's the reincarnation of Juicebox. I'm seeing it now. I like.
Is she not like a little juice? Like,
I feel like you two are like from a similar planet.
It feels very like this is like me in another dimension. Like, it
totally.
I see so much of myself in Neera. It's crazy.
It's wild, right? Like, just even her, like, physically, you guys are like just a little cuter, great hair flipping. It just quippy little jokes.
She says a joke and it doesn't land, and I'm like, babe, relatable. Relatable, right? Babe.
But she tries. She, again, airtime.
She throws the joke out there. Like, and I'm like, I'd do the same.
She's just shooting blanks. And it's like, okay. Well,
and okay. Like, and she's like, I thought it was funny. Like, I'm like,
okay,
yeah.
We'll just head over here. But yeah, they all killed it.
Yeah.
And then we got, obviously, Nero, she won. That hair flip. It got her the win.
Oh. It was the hair flip in the face and the body, everything about, she really killed the challenge.
This is probably one of the prizes I would want. Unlimited got to be. Unlimited got to be? Do you remember that time last year when I could not purchase yellow got to be? High and low?
6 months of you looking
for it. I searched high and low and I could not acquire a can of classic got to be hairspray. So to have a prize of unlimited got to be products. Is a dream come true, Nira? Call me.
It's almost as good as a year's worth of Craig's cookies.
Girl, I would be so fat if I had. Have you ever had a
Craig's cookie?
My brother used to work there. They're good.
Oh, adore! They're so good.
But they're very tall. Like they almost like reach new heights. They're not really.
They're like
a
little cake. I like they're when like they cake. Have like. I Craig. Always get the Pop Tart one. Craig, I love the Pop Tart one. It's my favorite.
You little slut.
Oh, the Sour Patch Kid one, revolting. That's still get it.
Sour and like baked good dough, like I don't know.
No, I'm not about it. But some people like it, anyways.
But got to be cool prize. We then cool find prize. Out our maxi challenge for the week. Brad is donating his air quotes old clothes. These are definitely possessions of Brad Goreski.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
we are finally having SQQs. Are you ready for this? The design challenge. Yay! I'm so excited. I knew from the jump Kikiko was going to slay. I just was excited for greatness. And then, yeah, the queens dive in. We look through the racks, and I was like, okay, for 1 second, I thought they were actually going to use real Brad Goreski clothes for some reason.
It's all like couture, like beautiful brands. Like you've got Gucci, Chanel, like imagine.
I didn't know, but obviously they're chopping it up. And so it's just a gimmick, but it was quite funny because at first I was looking, I was like, I don't think these are Brad's.
Well, it's like when he went to Aurora and he went, oh, are those mine?
Yeah. At first he was trying to commit to the bit and he's like, ah, yes, my shirt. And then eventually he looks at Aurora's clothes and he's like, okay, people, this is ridiculous. I would never, ever. We've got Kiki and Kitten in one corner. They're feeling confident, as they should. Both of them have extensive experience sewing. Kitten mm-hmm. does more of your classic 5, 6, 7, 8 showgirl drag, and then Kiki, she's on that opulent, like elegant side of things when it comes to her design aesthetic. But they're both feeling good, and then basically the quality of sewing skills goes down the hill for the rest of the cast. Everyone else is a little scared as far as construction. This is definitely not a season of sewers. You basically just have Kitten and Kiki.
Well, I think that's what happens when you get nothing but hot young babes, you know? They don't have to, you know, rely on building anything because they can wear off the rack mostly or, you know, they're young enough to just get everything done custom. So
it's the compliment sandwich. We're like, you're really beautiful. You suck at sewing. Great death drop.
But thank God for you being gorgeous. I mean, that was exactly. Me when I went on. I was young, I was thin, and I was beautiful. So I didn't have to sew, right? So, you know.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts, but you're on Drag Race. I'll say what every fucking podcast said about me. You know you're going to be on Drag Race, so why didn't you take a sewing lesson? Like,
she's a fucking dumb kind for not learning how to sew. You're so stupid. No, you get the call, and you kind of just get busy sewing. If you've never sewn before, that's a daunting task. That's like right before you're doing this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's like, learn French. It's like, that's going to be hard to do. You're going to have to like sit down and really like study that shit. Like, what if it's like something you can't pick up in 2 seconds? So I feel for you, babe.
And you've got to build out all these costumes, organize with, you know, costume designers, nail designers, hair designers, all this stuff. You're busy. And also, let me just say this. Do you know how fucking hard it is to wrangle designers with a month and you've got like 13 outfits? Yeah. The last thing on your list is being like, well, go to my sewing lesson. So,
mm-hmm. And then there's Anyways. Denim. She's like, I'm not going to sew. I'm going to crochet.
Crochet. Fab.
Loved it. I was worried at first because I wanted to make sure it was like showy enough. But she killed it. But always high concept.
No, always I had this from denim. Feeling. The moment I heard crochet, I went, it's going to be fab. It's going to be fab. I just worried about the timing, you know?
I know. Like, how do you have time to crochet that much? She's speedy. Efficient.
Speedy Gonzalez. Efficient. Tiny, fast little hands.
One person I'm nervous about, though, Amy. Picking towels. The terry cloth. It's terry bull.
Wow.
I was like, come on, babe, don't. Like, you gotta, it's like, it's a runway presentation. Like, you know, there's still some sparkle or some showy fabrics in this fake.
Well, wasn't it Luna who was like, this is beautiful fabric. Maybe use this.
I thought it was Kiki. She was being quite supportive, just sort of nudging aggressively. And it was like, hey, girl, maybe the, you know, leave the towel for the mess. And you can use real show fabrics. But.
Because imagine the outfit that she did made in an actual fabric.
It just would have popped a little more on stage. She was really committing to it. I was confused.
She committed to the bit, but.
We love when a queen does. Mm-hmm. Melinda is in deep fashion prayer.
I paused it to laugh for 5 minutes. I sat laughing to myself about her sitting there, squinted eyes, praying yes. and talking herself through this. I was like, what are you doing?
They gave her like a scoring music of like religious undertones. They had a field day with the sounds. It was making me I was laughing very hard.
I could feel the producers character. See her sit on the floor and they went, get all the cameras on that girl right now.
Yep.
Immediately.
No one else existed in that room.
Yeah, immediately go. Immediately go over to Melinda. Someone's having a meltdown in the corner. They're like, no, this is more important.
But the gag of the season, we find out that Melinda actually has a background in design. She studied at George Brown in Toronto.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Didn't see that coming.
I did not, because Melinda's fashion choices have been questionable.
We got my favorite read of the episode when Brad was like, so far your personality has been outshining your fashions, which is a really cool way of saying you're fun, but your clothes suck.
It's really nice. That's a really nice compliment sandwich, you know?
Exactly. What was it last week? I wasn't disappointed because
I wasn't surprised. You know? I wasn't surprised.
We got to collect these. Make a little book. So I'm nervous because what she's, you know, her background versus what she's showcasing on the show. I don't know. I was worried. And then after she talks to Brad, she switches from kind of a brocade black and gold jacket to a plaid jacket and is going more of like a Vivian Westwood energy.
Mm-hmm. I have some controversial opinions about her finish look when we get there.
Oh, we're going to get there, honey bun. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about denim coming to the competition with a fashion croquis? This is my little tidbit to tell you what a fashion croquis is. Do you know those pieces of paper where it's like the outline of maybe like a fashion illustration with the face so you can quickly draw the sketch?
Okay.
She brought one. Like, it was, like, a beautiful pre-done illustration of denim, like, her face. So she could just quickly do this sketch while all the other girls are bringing, like, their notepad up with, like, lined paper. It's, like, this really scary, aggressive sketch. Hers looks like a beautiful, professional presentation. I was like, you better fucking work coming to the competition.
Oh, why don't I remember that?
Because I watch details. It was 1 second on the table, and I was like, that is a computerized rendering. You brought that before you got into the competition. Your team loves you. She is literally so prepped for this competition. It's so impressive.
I love that.
It's the details.
Devil is in the denim is in the details.
Hey, new merch.
New merch. The denim is in the details.
She's like, I'm good. That's actually awful.
I love that. I love that sweet little voice. It's my favorite part. I love that voice.
Super impressed. Very impressed. And the other person that stands out right now as we're going through the cast, Venus. I'm stressed for Venus. We haven't talked about her
Venus
yet.
Took sewing lessons and then forgot the sewing lessons.
This is the thing about lessons. You got to remember them.
Got to remember them, babes.
If you're going to go do them, you got to remember doing them.
Yes. Venus falls into a very safe space later. But yes. We will talk about it.
Shall we get into the mirror chats?
Yes, let's.
Okay, so this week, SQ Cuties, we're covering stories of coming out, kind of a cute segue from Bradley's closet analogy.
Oh, funny.
The idea of coming out of the closet. Did you watch this week's episode?
No, I'm laughing at like...
Oh, I thought you missed that detail too. I was like, babe.
No, I did. I did miss that detail, but that's what I was like, oh, funny. I just thought they were talking about coming out of the closet.
No, someone made a cute joke. And so yeah, they start talking about coming out. As a,
how did
as
you
a
come wee? Out?
Honey, my mother's vagina.
I.
I mean, I've always.
Like your mom's vagina.
I kind of been pretty, like, over the top my whole life. So I feel like I did some catching up as far as my identity, but, like, in high school, I was talking about this today, actually. I just did a call with the high school. I'm doing this thing where I'm going to visit next week, but, I started by saying I had a crush on a boy. That was my like soft launch.
Oh, soft launch. Oh, soft launch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it was very just like, yeah, that's what's like the tea. And everyone's like, we know.
Oh, you got a soft launch? I got outed.
Oh, see, this is the thing. People were kind of threatening me to do that. So I was like, I'm gonna take
you got ahead of it. Yeah. See, there was this girl, Jen Gallant. I will name drop. I hate you, Jen Gallant. You bitch. Anyway,
this is why we have a podcast.
The only reason I have a podcast, talk shit about Jen Gallant. You bitch. So anyways, watch. There's an SQ cutie named Jen Gallant. It's not you, babe. It's not you.
What'd she do?
So she was this girl where like she had like her whole personality was having crushes on boys. Like literally had a list in her locker of all the boys she had crushes on and then all the celebrities she had crushes on. Like that was like her shtick. That was like her personality. So I remember she came up to me at the Strawberry Festival, which was the like local fair or something. She was just like, I have like such a crush on you. Like, will you be my boyfriend? And I said, can you just keep this between us? But like, I'm gay, but like, just, I haven't told a lot of people yet. So like, just kind of keep that between us. And she was like, okay, no big deal. I won't tell anybody. So the way to then get boys to like her was she went up to every other guy that she wanted to connect with that night. And she said, I have a secret about Joe, if you want to know. So told all of the guys in my grade, who then told everybody else, and then it like spread like wildfire. So when I went to school the next day, it was like it was very, you know, when you walk down the hall and everyone's staring at you, it was very that. So by like 10 a.m. the next day, like the entire school knew, because there was nobody else in my school who was out. It was just me,
right?
So,
and that's intimidating.
I mean,
you,
I think
poor
it
thing.
Fed.
I
it
hate
fed,
that.
I hate that, but it fed something in me. I was just like, what do you mean I'm the only one? Oh, pussy.
let the narcissism ensue.
Oh, the narcissism grew from there. I was just like, oh, I'm a star, baby.
Gay delusion. We love it. Bottle it up. Slap it on our faces when we get into drag.
Anyways, fuck you, Jen. So Luna's coming out. Very sad.
Yeah. More trauma that we're unpacking as we apply makeup. Luna,
what a perfect time to do it.
Yeah, it's not like you need dry surfaces and it's very precarious and can, you know, be oil-based and smear off really easily. Cry. Cry while you're doing this.
Why don't you cry? We'd like your eyes really red.
Let's shove a bunch of cameras in your face and let's make you do it faster than you ever have before. Go.
Now tell us all of your traumas, but make us laugh.
Put a cute button
that.
On it. Just, you know.
So yeah, her coming out story was really sad, you know, to basically come out in a letter and then just leave home. Mm-hmm. And like, they don't know that she's, in her words, a cross-dresser. And
both parents pastors. That's got to be a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot of rules. I'm picturing a lot of rules in that household.
A lot of rules, a lot of shame, a lot of deep-seated shame. Yeah. So I know. But I hope she's doing well now.
Oh, she's thriving. Look at her go. She's like, I mean, at least
she's the realest housewife.
Hello. 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 Look at the material. Look at the material.
Made of money, darling. Made of it.
And then Amy resonates with a similar situation with her parents coming again from a religious background. It's just a clashing of parents versus the child and, you know, just having to kind of break out and do your own thing. But this is the reality of some people having to come out as queer people and it not go swimmingly. Like,
I know.
I feel very fortunate to have a soft launch and it kind of be supported. Obviously, I was like, there's a little bit of turbulence in high school, but for the most part, I was very lucky to have lots of support
having a support at home, you know, as long as your home life is supportive, sometimes the school stuff you can make it through.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. And as we know, my dad's also gay, so we get to bond about that. We get to bond about that. We just text each other about Drag Race all the time.
So what we're saying is there is a strong gay gene in Cynthia's family. So if you are looking to have gay children, commission Cynthia's sperm today.
Yeah, call me.
You want gay kids? Cynthia Kiss.
Yep.
Oh, buddy. Okay, so should we head to the main stage?
I thought you'd never ask. Let's go. Sorry, I kind of cut off your little sound. You were doing a whole little song thing there. Your instrumental. It was lovely. Okay, Brooke walks out. What do we think of this outfit, this baby blue moment?
Obsessed with it.
Really cool.
One of the favorite things she's worn this season so far.
Yeah, that color, the rhinestone rope that kind of meshed in a larger pattern over top of the corsetry. Just really top notch, top tier.
The arch returns.
The ballet foot. I remember when we were doing the Voss tour and I would watch her keep her heels on while everyone else would bitch about their sore feet, and her high, beautiful arches just feel nothing. She's just like meant to do drag. It's wild.
I have tortured these feet for 10,000 years.
Oh, yeah. They've been through a lot and they're going to keep going. She's just beautiful. Beautiful lines. Speaking of beautiful lines. Me from the ankle down, trash. Don't look at my feet. They're gross.
Big man feet.
Not big, just like bony and like veiny and gross. They're not like too big. They're just not pretty. One time a guy asked me to send feet pics. I sent them and he was like, no thanks.
You're lying to me.
I thought feet were just like feet. How bad can your feet be when someone's like, no thanks?
Oh, you got to send the soles. If they ask, you got to send the soles. Soles tends to be a little cleaner. You don't send
a little
top
more like. Well, it's not that they were dirty. He just didn't like the shape. I don't know.
No,
I felt self-conscious of something I've never felt self-conscious of.
So what you're going to do next time is you're going to sit. It's like, do you know when you like sit on your knees?
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is you're going to sit. So then it's like your feet are like, so you just see like your toes in the bottom of your feet. And then you see your butt on top of it with the back.
Oh, see, that's way hotter.
It's hotter. It's hotter. And then you ask him for money when you do that because...
This was pre-fan.
I was like, never send feet for free. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Pre-fame. Because now pre-fame. I'm famous.
Also, if anybody does that that foot tip, I would like a voice memo to know if it worked.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the main stage. We've got a guest judge this week. Did you know Christian Allaire before this episode?
I did not.
I did not either, but he seemed charming.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Seemed charming, and I loved the illusion the girls gave that they all knew too.
That was the acting challenge of the episode.
No pressure. Vogue will be there.
And then everyone just, instead of saying Christian, they were like, Vogue? Vogue? It was like, honey, it's not Anna Wintour, but it was still really, it was fun. It was fun. Sorry, I'm being bitch.
honey, it's not Anna Wintour. You bitch.
No, sorry, that sounds super shady. Christian, I'm sure you're very accomplished and like way more successful and passionate than me. So you got on the panel, not me. I'm just
reporting. But guess what? You're not fucking Anna Wintour.
Well, you work for her. She's an icon. That one, I'd be scared to be in front of Anna.
I'm sorry, that was just
break
really
your
funny.
Career. I know, it came out of me. It's my diet.
That was on level with my. I wasn't disappointed because I wasn't surprised.
We're spicy this season. Sorry, SQ cuties.
Spicy, yeah.
We're passionate, but let's Can we? No, there's Brad, there's Tracy. They look amazing as well, as always.
Fab. Yeah, yeah. Tracy, the look queen of the season. Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. I think she's the look queen of the season.
I think she's the look queen of the season. Cynthia being like, oh.
Oh, she's a lot of things. She's a lot of things. Beautiful, talented.
Gorgeous, talented, funny. Look queen of the season. I don't know. Brooklyn's coming out in custom ostrich feathered, you know, gowns.
Brooklyn is working her pussy off for this. And she's, and it's like, and so, Tracy, look queen of the season.
And Aurora's like, Tracy's the look queen. And Brooke's standing there like,
what more do you want?
I can't give you anything else.
When she had that like swoopy haircut, she's like, I'm wearing a swoop.
A swoop. My friend texted me about that this morning and said, you can see the lace on her swoop. And I went, babe, it's a hard front. And he just said, dot, dot, dot. Never responded.
Oh, you, total knockout.
He was furious. He was furious. He was TKO. Just like, I can't. So let's get to Kitten. So you wish it was a little less bulky?
Yeah. Category is out of the closet. I wanted this to just nip at the waist that little bit more. I saw as she was going, she was tacking it all on top of a corset. I just wish it could have like nipped in a little bit more because I feel like her silhouette is stronger typically. That's something in her wheelhouse she does. Like she gives body like that. So I don't know, something about the design challenge. She just didn't have time.
I think the solution, if she flared the skirt out more, it would have given us that cinch.
Wink. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Kind of like a design like we're working on right now.
You're so annoying. Next think if she would have flared that out a bit.
Oh, sorry, love.
I'm not done.
She's not done. I'm rushing
I'm
you.
I'm not done. The wrap around the head, though, we don't need it. Get rid. We don't need it.
It needed to go somewhere. I couldn't tell if it needed to be bigger or smaller.
No, I think just the thing on top needed to go because the outfit itself is quite cute. I love the bows.
I bet a lot of the girls were just looking at each other, making their outfits. And then one girl put like a thing on her head. And then another queen was like, oh, yeah, headwear. And then someone else was like, okay, I'm just going to slap this on. And then, okay, I'm going to do this. Because all the girls are coming out on the runway with these kind of like funny headpieces.
It was like, Kitten.
Kitten. Trendsetter. Kitten. Trendsetter.
Yeah.
She did it.
Kitten's a designer and she's going to do it. So I'm going to do it.
And Kiki was like, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Kit, now what do you think of Venus?
She pulled it off. She had me worried.
Can I say, this is my opinion about it.
I know what you're going to say.
This is a deep, deep case of, is it fashion or is she skinny?
Yes, I know. And I almost wrote that, but it's... I didn't know if that was problematic. I don't want to talk too much about bodies. I wanted to be more sensitive. I know we at the top of this season, I was like, is it weird to talk about like bodies like that? Like, trigger warning if people feel weird about like silhouette being discussed, SQ cuties. But I know exactly what you mean.
But that's like a very big thing when it comes to a lot of these design challenges. Is would it be met the same way on a bigger body?
Right.
You know. And so I have a feeling that this would not be met the same way.
Because it doesn't pass the test.
Okay. I don't think it passes the test. It's just a few pieces of fabric draped over a very, you know, fit, thin body, you know, safety pinned together. And while I don't hate it at all, and I will give her props, fucking genius to safety pin that all together.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to sew.
If you don't know how to sew and you just say, you know what, I'm going to go punk rock, I'm going to safety pin it all together, and and I'm going to go grunge with it and make it plaid. Smart move, bitch. Smart fucking move. But I do think it's a case of like, is it fashion or is it thin? You know?
Because it wasn't quite a home run for me, but the way she was worried in the workroom, I was just happy to see her be safe this week. I was like, okay. I can't lose another queen from BC.
Definitely giving safe, yeah.
So we'll take that. She'll take it.
We'll take
it. Even she
loves a bob, by the way.
Well, she looks great in it. I'm sorry.
She does look great in a bob, yeah.
Does it? Are you getting bummed out? Too many bobs?
No, I love a bob. I'm just pointing out she loves a bob.
She does. She's got the jawline for it.
Yeah.
It's like razor.
Cue Nicki Minaj. Yeah, P, when I call on you, Bob.
Next, we have Amy walking down the runway. And I really
hate this.
really did not like this. This was like a fever dream. It's like she fell into some supplies and walked out on the runway. Like, I know, you know that's what? Harsh, but I, Amy, that's what I saw.
Amy, you know what, Amy? I'm going to talk to you. This is just you and me now, Amy. This is just you and me. I made this same mistake of taking two pieces of fabric, wrapping them around my body, and adding something sparkly to it, thinking that it was going to be enough. And it just isn't. That's something isn't. That I think we all need to remember. Yep. Is that it just isn't. Especially a towel. Because that's what I did too. I added leather to mine and it bulked me up in not a flattering way. And you added a towel, which bulked you up in not a flattering way. So it's just not good. Which is fine.
It was entertaining. Like, it was on a, it was in a, it was in a La La Re egg design challenge category. Like, I feel like that's in the same collection. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Fever dream.
Do you know what I almost wish she did?
What?
Is made like a halter dress with the loofahs.
Yeah.
Imagine. Okay, imagine. Stick with me on this. Stick with me on this.
I'm coming. Okay.
She makes a halter with a fabric. Like a halter dress, like with a fabric, very Paris Hilton-y kind of dress.
But not terry cloth.
Not a towel.
Okay.
No towels on Drag Race. Like with a fabric.
Amazing. Love it already.
And then and then uses the loofah unraveled like a ruffle.
Okay.
Okay.
Juicer All-Stars. Look at this growth. You're ready to go.
Trevor you're Boris, I know you're listening. Trevor, I know you're listening.
Look at the eyes, Patreon supporter.
Eyes. I know you're listening. Did you hear that design challenge?
Ready, ideas, concepts, high concepts.
Okay, who's next?
We have Melinda.
Verga. Okay. Do you want to know my controversial yet brave opinion about this?
Lay it on me.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
I don't think she put a lot of work into it, because it was a long blazer that turned into a long blazer with cutouts, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, she kept like talking about how hard it was to construct, but here is the thing. Sometimes it doesn't even have to look well constructed. Like, if it's big and bold enough and bright enough, you're not looking that close. It's actually not in your best interest to spend your time perfectly tailoring something. You want to just make bigger, broader strokes. It just wasn't doing it for me.
I need her.
It looked like the same. It looked like the original coat.
Looks like the original coat. You can't tell me that took her hours to make, because it was already made and she tailored it to her body. You can't tell me that.
Not to be shady, she switched her idea so she had even less time. She was at one point dwelling on that whole gold and black jacket, and she switched to the plaid. So she lost a couple hours working on it anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But again, I don't hate it.
Cool. It wasn't your weakest of the night.
No, not at all.
Me neither.
Very passable, you know.
Yeah.
But
okay. Next we gotta talk about the GOAT. The design challenge
bitch.
GOAT. The GOAT.
Bitch.
Greatest of all time. Like, at least in Canada's like in CDR history. Like, I'm just gonna go out there and say it. Kiki motherfucking Co. I am stealing this neckline. You will see this iteration on a costume from me. You 5, 6, 7 ate that. That was impressive.
Ate it. Also, can I just say, is she kind of like in her confessional? Like a little like,
you know? Oh, you're getting a little excited?
Is she a little, you know?
Are you getting a little daddy energy?
She's kind of cute. Right?
There's some cuties that I'm not, yeah, it's,
there's some moments
she's not
where
for
she's...
me, but like you're vibing.
I'm kind of vibing, you know. At the beginning, I was like, you know, sister dick makes you sick. But then, like halfway through, I was like, oh, am I a little like with Kiki Co? You know.
And then think about all the costumes she might give you for sexual favors.
She's a businesswoman, babe.
She knows what she's doing.
But like, it was the hair, the makeup, the earrings, the costume.
It looked like something she brought from home. Like, this did not look like a design challenge. Her on the main stage, while everyone else is getting their critiques, she looks like royalty, and everyone else looks like a kooky old lady.
Like they all look like absolute garbage compared
with
to her,
weird, right? Headpieces on.
If you put Kiki, when you look at the whole line of them and you see Kiki, she looks like the host of the show.
literally, like Amy has flip flops on her head, like slippers. No contest, none. This was Kiki's challenge. She did not disappoint. And that comes with a lot of pressure. Like even from the jump, we were like, ooh, can't wait to see what she does. She obviously was walking in knowing that this was hers to beat, and just honestly so talented. It's so fun to watch someone be that talented at what they do.
Yeah. And you know when someone goes into a design challenge, you're like, oh, we know they're gonna be good. But then they're that good.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I didn't think I was gonna be surprised, but oh my god. Mm-hmm. So pretty well.
It was just so awesome. And I know we're gonna dwell, but like, do you remember when they were showing her making it and she kind of put the cardboard up to the breast of her mm-hmm. mannequin? At first, that shape, I was like, I don't know. Like I even said to myself, I was like, I don't know, I'm not sure. Who am I to doubt? Of course. She did something cooler and better. That was her just like figuring it out. She's brilliant.
Brilliant. But you know what wasn't brilliant? Nera.
Oh, you know what? She was trying to sell it. She was giving it so much personality. It was almost there for me. It just was a little busy. A little busy.
Yeah, I am gonna say this wasn't this again wasn't the worst one for me. It was cute, but I agreed with the guy. Like, if you're gonna go with that much skin, maybe like cover up some of it. You know, because mm-hmm. it felt unfinished. I would have preferred if she completed the side and left the deep V to show her tattoo. Totally. One thing I really didn't like was the black belt.
There was a black belt?
Oh, yeah. There's a black belt right in the middle.
Oh, Nera.
And it's kind of giving that classic, like, the black belt you wear with every outfit, where it's just yes. like, you know, like beginner drag, like you yeah. always have that one belt.
This
that
isn't
you put
Sex
on
in the City, the movie. You can't wear the same belt with every outfit.
Yeah. But there's parts of it that are cute. Uh-huh. It's just, I think it needed to be cleaned up.
Whoa. Oh, my, oh. My light just.
Oh my God.
Jumped off.
Is it ledge. Scary stories? Is that scary stories for.
Uh-oh. Oh, pause one moment, please. Yes. I just need to plug it back in.
Okay. Many unbearable hours later.
Next we have Luna Dubois. Really chic. But something's happening in the like bodice in the middle area of it. It's kind of like an open jacket, but it's covered covering the bust. And I think there's a pasty though, which we love in case there's gonna be a little nip slip. But something was happening.
Venus did that too. Venus did a pasty as well.
But I don't know, this one wasn't a home run for me. What say you?
I loved it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I like that. The colors were really pretty. They're just, it was close, but no cigar.
Oh, really? I really, really liked it. I like, you know how much I appreciate a pasty if the nipple's going to fall out.
I did like that. I did like that.
I love that she thought of that. Like, it's giving very head-to-toe drag. I love
earrings.
Good earrings, good. The face is always perfect. The hair is great. But, like, I loved the, like, different color sleeves. Then she brought that into the makeup as well. Mm-hmm. And then the yellow with the little slit in the leg and then the slit on the chest. I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next, we're entering the Matrix. Aurora Matrix. For this being her first ever sewn piece, like, if she's not exaggerating, like, if this is truly the first thing she's ever made by herself, it's pretty impressive. I just didn't like the color theory. Like, it was just a lot of jarring saturated colors next to each other, a lot of brights. But like, for your first attempt, like, good on you, girl. Like, you're amazing at all these other things in drag. Like, she doesn't have to also be a seamstress. It just it wasn't my favorite, like, if we're gonna compliment sandwich it. But impressive that she didn't do like a she didn't royally fuck up first dress ever. Like, it's pretty good.
I think from the waist up, it's cute.
Oh, you hate the skirt.
Oh, the skirt's garbage.
Well, it's just the wrong fabric weight. Like, it's a really lightweight skirt that needs to have like tulle or something underneath it to give it structure so that it doesn't look like a lining.
I wish it was like a poodle skirt length.
Okay. Yeah. I get that.
I wish she did like the circle skirt, because we, so to peel back behind the curtain, you get the choice of a corset or a circle skirt. Mm-hmm. So almost wish that she took the circle skirt and layered this fabric around it to give it more of that cute flair, rather than just draped it all the way to the ground. Because she said it herself. She was like, I am your mother. I was like, it's very matronly.
Self-aware girly. We love it. Self-aware girly.
Yeah, it's very mom, you know? Yeah. It's like, I'm glad you know that, but it was very mom. And Aurora, I know you're listening. I love you so much. But it's just from the, I just don't like the skirt. But I love the top up, and her makeup and hair is obviously perfect.
Oh, yeah. Never, like, never not on point.
There's never a miss on the makeup for Aurora, ever.
Literally. So, yeah.
I would be floored. If Aurora walked out in ugly makeup, I'd be like, she must be dying.
Oh, yeah. Like, honestly, I would message her and be like, is everything okay? Like, you literally look so beautiful all of the time.
What happened?
What happened? You've never not looked so good.
Yeah, I just don't like the skirt. That's all.
Fair. Okay, fair. Last but not least, we have denim strutting their stuff down the runway. And at first, I was a little nervy because I was like, this isn't enough. This isn't enough. But she was holding her hands together to then drop the exaggerated sleeves. And they dragged to the floor, and it turned into high fashion. And I sighed a sigh of relief, because I was like, there we go. This is the voice crack. There we go. This is what I needed to see. Just that little bit more excitement. I loved it. I thought it was fun. Not my cup of tea, but like, love what's happening. High concept.
See, I think it would have been enough without the sleeve reveal. Like, I loved the sleeve reveal. I thought it was very fun and very campy and fashiony. But even without it, I would have really liked the outfit. But I love a crochet, though, you know.
But it adds that theatrics to it. Like, it's over the top then. Then it's a presentation, whereas that might be the everyday interpretation, like the streetwear equivalent from like a runway show. That's what's fun about runway presentations. They can be a little more impractical. You can never walk around with that sleeve. But so, yeah, kind of a fun design prompt using the upcycled clothes. I've been trying to get into that upcycling clothes. It's a challenge.
Yes, your prom dress that you upcycled into a baby draw dress that when we went together, we look like cross-dressers.
No, to be more specific, cross-dresser babies.
Cross-dressers, 35-year-old men that dress like 10-year-olds. Yeah, like we can never look like that together ever again.
This particular dress, check out my TikTok if you want to know what we're talking about. Juice saw me in this dress, and I feel like it was a mirror. Like, for the first time, she was like, I need to start dressing like a woman.
I was like, I need to grow up. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like, what are we doing?
Pastel pink, pastel blue, hitting the town red. It was hilarious.
Hitting the town red in their poofy little dresses. I was like, okay, nope. I need to grow up.
Pivot.
Pivot. I love it.
But yeah, this was a fun runway. Go upcycling.
It was. And Eco-chic. Then we find out that we so we find out that Kiki is our winner, obviously.
Hello,
duh.
Brooklyn should wear that next season.
I honest to god, I would not be surprised if Brooklyn
I would be so happy to see that.
If Brooklyn was amazing. Walking out, and it gives Brooke would do something like that. Brooke gives that energy, you know. Kiki's gonna wear something Kiki or not Kiki, you know. Brooklyn's gonna wear something Kiki next season, you know. Yes. She will, you know.
100%.
Anyways, and we find out our bottoms are Melinda, Neera, and Amy.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Neera might be the only one where I'm like, it could go any way. But honestly, when you reminded me of the black belt, kind of pushes it back over the edge.
Yeah.
Back into the bottom zone.
Honestly, the only other one I could see in the bottom would have been Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how simple it was, but it was, the concept was so good that I kind of get why it wasn't, you know.
But it was still it was a stronger commitment to like a palette and like a, I don't know, I still think
than Melinda's.
Yeah
I just didn't think Melinda's was that bad, but once we were talking about it, like, it wasn't much happened to it. She literally just like tailored it.
So while the girls are getting the critiques on the main stage, we cut to kind of the Canadian version of Untucked. It's while the girls are like safe in the workroom, and Venus, Luna, and Aurora decide, like, let's do a little alliance. Let's let's like strategize here. Girl group for life. And so I have a feeling.
The heartbeats. What's that called? The love bugs.
Love bugs. The love bugs. Critter critter. They're strategizing whether or not on the main stage. What do we think about this? Smart.
Smart. I think it's smart. I think it's too big of an alliance. That's too many people.
Oh, it needs to be 2-2.
What would you do if you all were in the bottom? There's three people. There's three people in the bottom, and there three of them are the love bugs. Well, how are you going to save one? You know, yeah. I think that something like that, you need to have less people.
But you only get so many chances to form an alliance. Maybe one of them was just like thinking that, but they're like, now or never. Like, this is at least only a few people.
I think
people.
That was them kind of saying, like, we're the three, and the other two are also in it, but we're the three who made the alliance. So maybe that's the love bugs. But I think it's like a three-person thing, you know?
Okay. We get all the queens coming back from the main stage, and Melinda is quite honestly going through it. When asked to justify why she should be given the Golden Beaver, she answers, don't give it to me. I don't want to be here, and continues to shame Spiral for a good hot beat of the episode. We get that classic storming off set where we have to go to subtitles and just keep that mic hot talking to the producers.
I can go back in now. Very like classic TV. Somebody knows exactly what they're doing.
I was like, Melinda, I didn't think you had it in you. Bravo.
Bravo.
How the turns have tabled.
Shut up.
But yeah, it was quite an interesting beat that I didn't think. I thought the drama of the episode would have been over by now. But yeah, no, it was hot.
It was getting hot. Crazy. No. I as a viewer, it made me mad.
Oh, yeah.
And as a queen, I went, oh, maybe she thought this is a wonderful opportunity.
Let me go for this. Because she was just saying, I've had enough. You're just shitting on me. But it was a complete 180 flip from her kind of kumbaya, very grounded approach to critiques from the day prior. We got a flashback where she's just like, it would be crazy for me not to listen to the judges. This is a gift. This is an opportunity to get better and level up. And then we cut to her.
But sometimes
on the untucked
couch.
We
say things to convince ourselves, but we do not believe them. So
the greatest lies are the ones we tell ourselves.
The greatest lie of all.
That should have been playing during Melinda's freakout.
And then after Melinda's freakout, we go to ding, 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 Near Enough and Amy absolutely at each other's neck. Neera is straight up like, your outfit's fucking ugly.
Can you even do the splits? When she said
the splits? Bitch.
I'm telling you, this is a smart cast. They know what they're doing. Like, each one of them is like, let's go.
The smartest thing was what Amy did. This was the best. She says, don't save us. Save Melinda. I want to put on a show. I went, work, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, work, work, bitch. She said, no. I want a lip sync. She said, put up or shut up. That was a gag. That was gaggy that she said that.
Absolutely. And then we got a demonstration of how freaking exhausting this whole experience going on that show is, where we got sobbing exhaustion tears from Amy.
Yes.
Like, you can see she is like going through it trying to plead her case, to the point where a little bit of snot
that wasn't
is coming out, a lot of snot coming with the tears. It was such a funny beat. Like, I almost started tearing up watching her at first. Then I noticed the booger, and then we get a cut to Luna being like, blow your nose, darling. It was just like, and then it was over.
Kleenex or something.
And then it was over. It was just like, oh, okay.
It's over, and Neera's ready to punch her in the face.
Yeah. And then
I love a mad Neera. I was just like, oh, bitch, I want you mad more.
I know.
She's pissed.
Pissed. Can you even do the splits? I'm just going to say that at random times.
Can you even do the splits? He can do the splits.
Speaking of splits, we saw them. What did we think of this lip sync?
So obviously, Melinda gets saved, and then they go into a lip sync between Neera and Amy.
Yes, that happened. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
You did.
The Melinda save. The Melinda save.
Melinda saved.
We got to talk about it. Sorry, we got to talk about it. How do we
feel? Melinda gets saved. I think it's smart because they gave us the beat. Save Melinda. We want to see Amy and Neera fight. You know, yeah. We didn't get Melinda just getting to give up. So I'm happy.
Yeah.
And then we get to the lip sync, and it is Come Through, Priyanka and Lemon, which is the first time we're really seeing a Drag Race girl song on a main stage.
I was kind of like shooketh.
I was, you know what, as a Priyanka girly, as a season one girly.
So proud.
Very proud. Very, very cool to have your song like that on such a global platform. Especially as a lip sync song. That's crazy. So congrats, Priyanka. Congrats. We'll do a little. There should be clapping.
Well, there is. You know what?
Roaring applause in my mind, but the soundboard doesn't want to work. So then we get to the lip sync. Now, I need to, before I say anything, what did you think of the lip sync?
I thought Neera did a great job. Amy was coming at it with a bit more of that classic don't send me home passion that can sometimes translate to a little more just like chaotic energy on the stage. I felt like Neera was kind of finding beats and choreo moves, like finding her rhythms to the dance, her levels. Amy just was a little bit more, but it was passionate though. So I kind of was entertained.
I just felt like she was just shooting everybody the finger and ripping her costume apart.
But it was like fiery. She was like charged up. Neera was giving us like strategy, but I don't know.
But like, was it giving double save?
I guess. You don't think it should have been?
I really enjoy Amy, and I'm really loving getting to know Amy, but she had the worst outfit, and Neera ate her up.
But this season is getting credit where credit's due. They're being dramatic. They just started a little tiff.
That's true.
And Untucked.
That's true.
Production was like, we are not finished with this storyline. It has just begun.
You both
get to stay. The moral of the story, be crazy and unhinged. All three of them were safe.
Just be nuts, bitch. Because we're insane. Even seeing that with Fierce. Fierce was crazy on her season. Absolutely fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And look at how popular she is.
No, it's the way to do it.
You gotta be good TV. You gotta be good TV when you do the show, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this group of girls really understands that. They understand.
I'm telling you,
it's a TV
show. I've been noticing all
season.
I was like, y'all know what you're doing.
It's because they're young
and hot,
and hot, and they have huge cocks.
Oh my god, we don't know that.
Well, Venus. I've seen. I mean, Venus.
Oh yes.
Like, please.
Has been confirmed. Okay. Yes.
I mean, have you seen her fucking Instagram? Jesus.
Is it fashion?
Is
or
it
does she have a giant penis?
Is it fashion or is she just hung? Anyway. Oh my god. So yeah. Great episode.
Great ep.
Great
ep. I feel like we're now in the swing of this season. Like we've kind of laid the land. We've got our social dynamics. We know who's kind of on the top now, who's feeling great, who's got the drama, who's got the tiffs, the alliances. It's shaping up to be quite the season.
Quite the season.
Quite the season.
But let's go to some questions.
Do you want to do that one more time? We want to see. Okay. Juice, do we have a question?
We do have a question. We have a rapid fire question from Malibu Deluxe. Love that name.
Fabulous.
Okay.
So should we listen and then answer? Oh, I gotta press play.
Hey, girlies. It's your semi-qualified Vegas correspondent, Malibu Deluxe. Day one listener, second time caller. I am absolutely devoured that your interview series is coming to an end. For now. But I'm always excited and ready for your Canada's Drag Race coverage. In honor of your interview series ending, I wanted to keep the spirit alive, if only for one more episode, by turning the tables on you and asking a few rapid-fire questions of my own. Feel free to pause in between so that you can give a proper response. Triscuits or Wheat Thins?
Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins? Okay.
Movies or TV shows?
Oh my god, TV shows.
If it's artsy, I like a movie. If it's binge worthy, like Hook, TV show.
No, TV shows. I want to connect. I want to get to know these people. TV show.
Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
PlayStation.
PlayStation. Easy.
Pussycat Dolls or Girlicious?
I'm a PCD girl.
Girlicious.
Oh, you're Toronto showing.
I was such a Girlicious girl.
And the last question is All Stars or Versus the World?
All Stars.
I would like to say all of the above.
Whatever they call me for.
Pick me, girl. I will say yes. So all of them.
You're like, my phone is sitting, waiting, ready whenever.
I want to be on one where there's like a giant language barrier. Like Drag Race Thailand versus the world. And I have no idea what's going on the whole time.
And you're just sitting there smiling.
I never know.
Let's finish up Malibu's message.
I love you, bestie, zesty, girly pops. Keep up the amazing work. And I just wanted to let you know that people are wild. I can totally tell you two apart and have always been able to. I have no idea what these people are on. But I love you. And yeah. Bye.
Kind of taking the place as my favorite caller ever. Malibu
D.
Thank you for all the rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Super, super fun. And Vegas. I love Vegas.
Girl, you know what? I'm obsessed with the Sphere.
Oh, have you ever been to like Vegas though? Like, have you ever been?
Yeah, but I want to go to this Sphere. I love Omnimax films. Like those films where it's like it plays into your peripheral. Like you feel like you're flying. This is like a giant building with that same concept. Have you seen footage of the Sphere?
Oh, please, I don't live under a rock. I've seen the Sphere.
Sometimes I mention it to people. They don't even know what I'm talking about. I want to go to a concert there.
I would go to, like, Gaga there. Like, I would go to, like, imagine. I'm a Swiftie. Imagine Taylor Swift at the Sphere. I would be sick.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that. But
My God. It'd be fabulous.
There's rumors that Gaga or Beyonce are going to potentially go there.
Ooh, I would never be able to afford that, but that would be fab. Anyways, thank you so much, Malibu. We really appreciate the call-in. That was such a fun little moment. And
so
the interview series will be back. You know how much we love interviews.
Oh, totally. And we have mini interviews at the end of each of these episodes, but not this week because it is a double save.
Double save.
Double save.
So no interviews. And really quick before we leave, congratulations to all of these season 16 queens. Very fabulous to see some new sisters added into the family. Very exciting. Do you have any early favorites?
I didn't even know.
You didn't
happening.
Even look. You didn't even know, bitch.
I didn't even know what was happening. And no, honey, I went for my workout. I had my call with those high school students.
She's a busy
one. And then
I
watched the episode, and now I'm podcasting with you. I will look at them after, and I'm sure they're going to be really rich and really popular, and I'm so excited for them.
Do you know what? I will tell my favorites right now. Dawn.
Please.
Big fan of Dawn.
Great name.
Great name.
I have no idea what these people even look like.
Great name. Love Dawn. And there was another... I think her name was... Wait, I'm going to find it. Her name was...
Or is. formerly known as.
Formerly known as. Rest in peace, queen.
She's died from clout.
she was so popular, she died. Nymphia. Nymphia. She's very fun.
That's a sexy name, too.
Nymphia.
I have nothing to comment. Great name.
Great name. Q is also really hot out of drag. I'll say that, too. Anyways, we'll stop. But if you would like to tell us how hot you think we are out of drag, you can go to our Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, our Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
And see how much fun it is when we play your voice memos on the podcast. You can record one at www.speakpipe.com/. Why do I always spec up the backslash?
Backslash.
Backsplash. SQQPOD. Oh my God. Semi-qualified.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next week with a little bit more Canada's Drag Race season 4, and maybe a very special announcement. Actually, we would have already made our very special announcement. So,
yeah, we can record something. Oh, sorry.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.